Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome to the good news. This is Jefferson Weaver, managing editor from ColumbusCountyNews.com, with some of the stories that might not have made headlines this week, but you still need to know about them. Bethel Methodist Church is hosting a free Christian metal concert tonight from 5:30 until 10 p.m. The event will feature Cast to Sea with 333. It's open to the public, and it's appropriate for all ages. There'll be free food, fellowship, and more. It starts at 5:30 this evening. The church is located at 2733 M. Emery Road in Clarendon. And also, make sure you check out the Columbus Connection, where I sit down and have a conversation with the guys, and we talk a little bit about some interesting and unusual ways to worship the Lord. Lake Waccamaw, the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission, recently trained 8 leaders from the Lake Waccamaw Police Department and the State Park who has jurisdictional alligator handlers. It's just a cool job, if you ask me. These individuals will assist the Wildlife Commission with local gator response. The Museum of Natural Sciences is hosting a program today on dragonflies with Chris Goforth. That's going to be from 2 until 4 p.m. Now, after the dragonfly program, hang around and you can enjoy an activity about a different kind of flying insect, the moth. Both events are free, and don't forget the mud event is coming up on August 16th. The museum is located at 415 South Madison in downtown Waville. Call 910-788-5100. We'll be right back with more of the good news.
Hey, Tony, where do you want to go for lunch today?
I don't know. I'm tired of the same old burgers and hot dogs. We need to have something different.
I know. Let's go to Zico's Italian Restaurant.
Hungry? Don't want to cook, but you want some great food? Call Zico's Italian Restaurant in Whiteville. Lunch or dinner. Dine in, delivery, or takeout. For delivery, call 640-3222. Zico's Italian Restaurant, 1306 South Massa Street, Whiteville. Call ahead to order, 640-3222.
This is Jefferson Weaver with ColumbusCountyNews.com. We bring you the local news you need and want at no cost to you. Public safety, government news, stories about folks you know, commentary, investigative stories, little kids with big fish. At ColumbusCountyNews.com, we have you covered. Go to our website and sign up for our new daily email newsletter, too. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Welcome back, folks. This is Jefferson Weaver with the good news from ColumbusCountyNews.com. Whiteville Police has partnered with Gentiva Hospice to promote the We Call, We Care program. This is a free daily phone check-in service for older adults, disabled individuals, and shut-ins living alone within the city limits of Whiteville. Each day, Chief Paul Rokenbach or a Whiteville Police team member will call participants between 8 and 11 a.m. to ensure that they're safe and well. If there's no answer after 3 attempts, they'll call a designated key holder. If necessary, the officer will respond in person and check on the individual. To sign up, check out the story in the good news, ColumbusCountyNews.com, or call 910-642-5111. Two Columbus Career and College Academy students will be traveling to Oslo, Norway in November for the World Martial Arts Games. Grace Watts earned 2 gold medals and 1 silver medal at the U.S. Open World Martial Arts Championships in Orlando recently. That's at Disney's Coronado Springs Resort. She finished first in the girls' 15-17 division in point fighting and clash fighting, and she placed second in continuous fighting. Eli Johnson finished in the top 5 for the point fighting in the boys' 14-15-year-old division. He also advanced to creative weapons at the event. Congratulations, y'all. Make us proud when you go to Norway. The Food Bank of Wilmington will have a pop-up food market on August 16th from 9 to 11 a.m. at Jerusalem Chapel Free Will Baptist Church in Chevron. There are no income, residency, or IRD requirements to receive assistance. The church is located at 6224 Chevron Highway. And, of course, everyone is always asked to bring your own bags and boxes if you possibly can. North Carolina Extension and Community Association Foundation will be sponsoring their event at the Boys and Girls Home on August 16th. ACA Day will be from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. on the campus. Food will be provided. Organizations, civic groups, and individuals attending are asked to register at the ACA website. If they can check out the story at ColumbusCountyNews.com for more information. You can also call Tom Lamont at 910-646-3083 for more information. Union Valley Baptist Church will have their 5th annual Christmas in August auction and fundraiser on August 16th. The event will begin with dinner at 5 p.m. The auction will be at 6. The meal will be a Boston butt steak, baked potato, baked beans, bread roll, dessert, and tea. Items for the auction will be shared with the public periodically on the Union Valley Baptist Church Facebook page. Proceeds will go to the Columbus Baptist Association Toy Storm Ministry, as well as other organizations. RSVP on the church's Facebook page. Community Art Journey is going to be celebrating dragonflies on this. Must be a thing about dragonflies right now, but their program is going to be coming up on August 17th with the workshop. Folks will be able to paint their own acrylic painting of the beautiful insects on canvas with Heather Miner. She'll be teaching color theory, composition, and basic technique. Cost is $20 for a 12 by 16 canvas. Call 208-989-9116 to sign up. It's coming up on back to school time, folks. I know a lot of kids don't want to hear that, but it's time for open houses at area schools. The Wolfpack is going to welcome their newest pups, the class of 2029, on August 20th from 9 to 11 a.m. at Whiteville High School. There'll be campus tours, faculty introductions, activities throughout the evening, as well as club and extracurricular information. Schedules will be passed out during orientation, and students can also learn about advanced classes and their benefits. The kids will get to enjoy free Kona ice and prizes for attendance. Whiteville High School, of course, located at 413 North Lee Street in Whiteville. East Columbus Junior Senior High School will have their open house on August 21st from 5 to 7 p.m. There'll be a parent meeting for grades 7 through 12 in the auditorium at 6 p.m. The school is located at 32 Gator Lane at Lake Waccamaw. The Columbus Baptist Association is going to have their kickoff Backpack Buddies Packing Party on Monday, August 18th at 6:30 p.m. at the CBA office. Now, this year, funding for the Backpack Ministry has been drastically reduced, so donations are desperately needed from churches, local businesses, civic groups, even individuals. Anybody can help out a little bit. If you'd like to donate, you can send checks made payable to the CBA with Backpack written in the memo line. Send them to 208 South Thompson Street in Whiteville, 28472. You can also drop them by the CBA office Monday through Wednesday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Now, that's what we've got going on today, folks. There's always so much going on in our county. If you look around, you can always find some good things. Now, just remember to check out the Good News tab throughout the week. We love to hear about all the great things happening around you. Little kids with big fish, good Samaritans, neighbors helping neighbors, civic club news, birthdays, anniversaries, anything that makes you smile, there's room for it in the Good News. And let's face it, we all need some good news these days. Email your submissions to thegoodnews@columbuscountynews.com. or Crystal Faircloth at columbuscountynews.com. You can also call us at 910-914-6056, or you're welcome to just drop by our office at 1015 South Madison Street in Whiteville. We love visitors, and if lines are open, we are open for business. For columbuscountynews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Thank you for sharing the good news.